This is Vatican Radio. See Sunday is being marked this 9th of July by Christian churches around the world. The day aims to highlight the challenges seafarers face every day, but it also serves as a time to pray for those at sea, their families and those who support them. John Green is Director of Development of the Apostleship of the Sea UK. He spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the dangers seafarers face and the isolation they can feel while on board their vessels.
The aim of Sea Sunday really is to just bring to mind to people our dependence on seafarers. For most people, shipping and seafarers are out of mind, yet 95% of world trade comes by sea. So probably for most people, the clothes that are in your back weren't made in the country where you are now. And how did they get to us? They came by sea. A lot of the food that we eat comes from overseas. Again, it doesn't come by aircraft or by truck, comes by sea. So everything we do in our life, the iPhone we have, our clothes, the food, much of it comes by sea. And who brings it to us? It's seafarers. So Sea Sunday is really a day to bring the lives of these people who are so intertwined with our own existence to mind, to think about them and to pray about them.
So it's really not taking these people who do, as you say, such a great job, not taking them for granted. This is a day to really highlight the work that they do.
That's exactly it. And they're often out of sight and out of mind from us. And it's to bring them to mind, but also to see what the church's work alongside them is. Most seafarers won't be able to come to church. They'll be out at sea in the middle of an ocean. So how does the church support both their welfare but their faith? And this is something that the Sea Sunday tries to bring to mind.
You were talking about the church then. I just wanted to ask you, I imagine the chaplains play a big role in that.
So the Apostleship of the Sea is present in 300 ports around the world, everywhere from Auckland to Zeebrugge. And there's a network of port chaplains and also about 700 volunteers in different ports. And their role really is, when a ship comes into port, is to go on board and see what the crew needs. It may be a practical assistance to give them some transport ashore, or anything up to wages haven't been paid when the company's hit financial difficulties, or maybe somebody's died on board. There's the whole range of practical and welfare and pastoral needs that we try and provide all over the world.
Is seafaring becoming more hazardous?
Well, certainly working at sea is dangerous in the first place, just because of the sea. It's not something, even with modern technology and scientific advancement, that we've no way tamed the sea. Last year's statistics show that nearly 100 ships of more than 100 tonnes, so quite big ships, sank. And there are about 1,000 seafarers who lost their lives through sinkings last year. And again, because shipping is so hidden, so removed from our life, these figures don't really hit the news, partly because a lot of these crew come from poorer countries. The other big issue that faces seafarers is piracy. And whilst off the coast of Somalia, this has really declined in recent years, it's still present in the west of Africa and South Asia. Last year, there were nearly 250 attacks. There's real armed robbery, if you can imagine being attacked in your car or your bus. But then for seafarers, they have to continue their work once they've dealt with this attack, if at all. But the big underlying issue for seafarers really is isolation. They're cut off from their families. Most seafarers won't have internet or phone at sea. When they come into huge industrialized ports, there'll be very few people there. There might be somebody working in a huge gantry crane up high away from them. And on board, they'll be cut off from each other. They may be just 15 crew on a vessel that might be as big as three football fields. Isolation really is the issue for seafarers.
What can people do to help the Apostleship of the Sea and their work? Would volunteering be something that people could do, or are there any other things that people could do to help?
Well, the first thing really is, and particularly on Sea Sunday, is to pray for seafarers and pray for the port chaplains and volunteers of the Apostleship of the Sea. As for seafarers, their life is quite isolated. They're cut off from family and from normal life. Also for port chaplains, it can be quite an isolating work because they go onto a ship and maybe they'll never see that crew again. Also in terms of practical support, certainly if people live near the coast, to volunteer, to consider visiting ships as part of a port chaplaincy team, getting in touch with the Apostleship of the Sea is very welcome. And then also for those people that are able to make a donation, a financial contribution to support this work, that's possible with details on our website, apostleshipofthesea.org.uk. I'd just like to give two examples, really, of the work of the Apostleship of the Sea. In May, there was a container ship in a Canadian port, the port of Trois-Rivières in Canada, and the seafarers found one of their colleagues, a 38-year-old Filipino seafarer, is found with very serious injuries on the deck. So he was taken to hospital, but unfortunately died. They called the Apostleship of the Sea chaplain, Father Andrew Tavern, there, and at the request of the crew, he went on board, celebrated a memorial mass for this deceased seafarer, heard some confessions, offered counselling, and they later invited him to bless the whole ship and share the meal with the crew. Many, many seafarers are Catholic. They come from Catholic countries like the Philippines, Poland, Goa, and so on. And so living their faith is very important to them. Also, practical support is very much needed. At the moment, there's a ship in Aberdeen in Scotland, the Malavia 7. That's been detained there because of financial difficulties with the company. Since last July, these crew have been on this ship for a whole year. And the team, the Apostleship of the Sea team in Aberdeen, have been providing practical support, providing a generator so they can continue having heating and lighting on board, but also finding other ways to just alleviate the intense boredom of being stuck in a port for a whole year. They arranged for them to go to Aberdeen Football Club, for example. So it's a mixture of practical, but also very much supporting seafarers' faith.